Hi, everyone. Well, here we are, another BBS radio show. Today is Wednesday, and the date today is 10/11/2017. So we're in October, so let's clear the date for everyone. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It feels kind of goofy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there we go. That feels better. So, good. That's cleared. And let's bring up your light beam or beams on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Energizing them with peace energy. And here we go. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, if you have a situation going on, here we go. Let's clear that one timeline. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll bring our co-host on. Are you ready to go, Michelle?
I am ready to go. Hello and welcome everybody to the Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Show. We have our questions in the box, and I'm going to read a couple and a couple testimonials as well. And if you wanted to write in a question, you're welcome to. Our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So CLS is for Creation Lightship Questions with an S at the end at yahoo.com. So, Ron, the first one we have is a testimonial, and it is about one of our listeners' dogs. So I'll read that, if that's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so it says, one of my dogs sprained her hind leg and was in terrible pain. It was a Sunday night, and the veterinary clinic was closed. We were considering rushing her in the next morning. She was unable to fall asleep and was hyperventilating. That night, I ran the following whole life clearings for her: emotional, extreme anxiety, pain, trauma, and entity. She slept peacefully after that, and the next morning she was perfectly fine. Not only that, she was bursting with energy. Normally, our other dog would be the one to have the upper hand when they're playing, but after running the clearings on my first dog, she was the one terrorizing the other dogs. It's such a delight to watch her play now. Animals are truly adorable. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, we're not as easy to work on. So anyway,
yeah.
I guess we don't have four legs. You know, if we had four legs, then we could probably do that, huh? So anyway, back to you.
Are animals easier to work on? Is it much faster?
Yeah, much, much faster, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, that's good news. Yeah, I always wish we could do more, you know, for animals. Maybe that I don't know or but that I hear about. But if my animals have a problem, I run clearings and they just seem to be fine. So, yeah, I guess they work good. Well, that's good. I'm glad, listener, that your doggy is good. Okay. So, all right, well, Ron, do you want to talk real quick? I know that you have a conference coming up, not this weekend and not the next weekend, but the weekend after, right? I think it's the last weekend in October. It's in New York, so if people want to make plans, this is a really good time to solidify your plans because it's getting kind of close.
Yeah, that's correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay,
and the picture, do we need to come in... if you wanted to do that, you know, the last maybe Sunday before the expo there. So back to you. You can send us an email with a $100 donation, and we'll put you in the light chamber.
Okay. All right, good. And that's it. And I know that we've, you know, we talk about that every time. So if there's a new listener who's not familiar with what we're speaking about, you're welcome to write in, and we'll expound on that. But most people know that they can have their picture in the light chamber, which Ron always sets up at his conferences, and so it's $100 for the whole weekend, and then any time that we're running it, you will be getting that energy, which is clearing off energies from you. Okay, So, Ron, this next one is kind of a question, and it says, it is my understanding that when we were tricked or manipulated into entering into the experience of duality, we also got into numerous contracts with aliens. For example, contracts to experience lack or suffering or poverty or et cetera. You offer the soul family clearing to remove the contracts with the soul family members. Could you suggest any clearings we could use to remove contracts with aliens? So they give an example that says, for now, I could think of the cultural enslavement clearing to help with this. Another clearing that comes to mind is the recurring event barcode removal. Would those help?
Yeah, they would. We also have the body barcode. You know, that would take out the barcodes, which, you know, could give you some relief from them connecting to your body.
What is it called, the body barcode?
Let's see. We got spirit barcode. It might be body barcode or something that would mean the body.
I have, let's see, we have the spirit barcode, the natal barcode, the death, the abduction, mind matrix, mental, alien blood barcode, earth barcode, recurring event, alien baptism, and ascension 2012 barcode.
Yeah, there's still one more there. But any of those also would help. We'll see if somebody else knows what it is. So.
Yeah, okay, well, so we'll put it out there, and I'm going to take a look really quick. The abduction barcode is majorly important to do. Because that would stop you from being
abducted.
Yeah,
that's the one, the abduction barcode. Yeah, that's with your body.
Okay, yes. So, yeah, because I'm looking over the list here. So, yes, the abduction barcode. And it also, you know, helps you sleep at night because you're not constantly being abducted. So that's a good thing. Do we need to find out how many abduction barcodes we have from you?
I could probably tell you, you know, but you need to purchase first the abduction, the death barcode clearing, and then I can probably tell you how many abduction barcodes you have. Normally, if it's a whole lifetime clearing, it should clear them, but some people want to know if they have any added ones. So you could probably just send me an email. But you need to probably clear it on the death barcode clearing, I believe, to, you know, get it off of you. Because it would be, in a sense, a death barcode, too. And then maybe also do the abduction barcode.
Okay. And then they actually have another question at the end that says, would you be able to do a special call for the same, meaning a special call for releasing contracts with aliens?
I probably won't do a special call for that.
Okay, so we just do the certain clearings for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good enough. Okay. All right, well, another listener has written in. They're curious about a particular healing for a foot issue. Many people have this issue. I don't need to quite name it, but so could you just list a couple healings that would be good for, well, it's a physical issue, so they're wondering which ones would be good. So what would you say?
Well, the idea, I want to get the body jumpstart. That has a lot of different clearings in it, you know.
Yeah.
Naturally, you know, if you have an issue, you know, entities and pain, if you have pain with your body there, you know, maybe you just have an issue and there's no pain. So you may want to do entities. But the body jump start, you know, is what I'd probably recommend doing with the different healing, you know, it's a bundle clearing. So back to you.
Yeah.
But by all means, first do your emotional clearing at least before you do any of those.
Yes, emotional. So I'm just looking under the body jumpstart, and okay, so this, what it all includes, the body jumpstart says the body system rejuvenation, circulatory system, infection body clearing, magnetic and twisted body, which would really be good, mind of the body, and that's $200, and it covers 3 months. And I believe one of these, a part of these, is that it goes through different sections of the body. Like, I think it's the body system rejuvenation. It goes through your skeletal, your muscular, different things like that. So this would cover that issue. And the great thing about that is when you get a bundle, and each bundle has different healings that they offer, but when you buy the bundle, you're getting a severely discounted price on all of those because most of them are whole lifetime healings. So then you run them, you know, you have 3 months to run them. You could, like, clear it each day, just times your age. But then if you want unlimited use for the rest of your life, for as long as you're here, you can get each of those individually for only the $50 for unlimited. So that is an incredible discount, especially if you're over 30 or 40 years old. So, okay, fantastic. Good to know. And that basically, it doesn't really matter what the issue is, right, Ron? Because that basically covers the same information for any physical issue.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So, and it also is, I find it helpful very much, Ron, that when people do have a physical issue, that they do their basic clearings first, obviously the emotional. But to do the weekly calls with you, you know, at least for a couple times to get rid of, there'd be entities, but of course it's good to have the entity clearing. But then removal of the clone bodies, and then that takes care of a lot of physical issues that a person could have. So those weekly calls can be bundled as well, and they're all listed on the front of the website. Okay. Well, this is an interesting question, Ron. It says, how many light universes and light multiverses are there, and which one is the Earth in?
Yeah, that's, don't know, can't answer that one.
Okay. It's probably endless, right? Okay. And this next one is just a really short testimonial. It says, feel fine today, lots of life force, no heaviness. That's good. So whatever this listener had been dealing with or let go of must have been completely released. So that's really good. Okay, now, I know that when on October 9th we were talking about that the day was particularly heavy, somebody else wrote in, and this might just be an add-on, but it says Jews were expelled on October 9th, last of 16,000 English Jews expelled by King Edward I. So that may have been an event that may have affected some people. Okay. All right.
Some emails came in about people having a funky day today. So I can do something for maybe confusion in case you're one of those people out there that sent me something. So we'll do one for confusion. Here we go, clearing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. There we go. And maybe do one for, I don't know, kind of, not necessarily sadness, maybe the funk. You got the funk. Okay, here we go. The funk clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. Pretty funky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels pretty good. So, back to you.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. It says, alien contract release. Would the Galactic Federation affiliation whole time clearing help for releasing alien contracts?
Yeah, I would say that would help, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a great one to do.
Remember, it will help. I can't say it'll get all of them, but it will help.
Right. Are each of our dreams, is that a contract or just simply a timeline?
Boy. Well, everything is on a timeline, so we could just say that. So whatever, you know, you're dealing with, whatever theme in your life you're having, whatever words you're having, you know, that's all on timelines. So, you know, just any type of word will be on a timeline. So we could use the word, like one of the fast food places, you know, the Whopper, right? Well, there's the Whopper timeline, and they're probably all eating Whoppers. So you could be on that with the Whopper eaters. So back to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm not on that one. It just sounds funny. Okay. All right. Let's see here. This is about the paint wall call. Ditto about wall paint call. I'm uncluttering my house, too. Feel the infused walls call for simple peace. Yeah. Really good. That's interesting. I hadn't considered that, but I've been doing that as well. I wasn't sure. I just figured it was time to get rid of some things.
Yeah. So the timelines kind of go a little further with that. If you have maybe a sting of some sort, or maybe, you know, the mosquito got you or something, or worse, there's timelines for all those. If people are getting stung by something, you know, there's a timeline for people who maybe are chewing gum. There's a timeline of people who have itches, you know, scratch themselves or have itches in their body. There's probably, you know, whatever you can think of as far as, you know, a situation going on, because it's all in duality, there is a timeline for that. That's why you want to do timeline crashing. So, back to you.
Okay, sounds really good. Okay, I was just sending an email to someone who was wondering about a specific request, and so just know that we are taking care of that, and you will have your answer soon. Okay, this one says, okay, I'm going to go on to the next one because it looks like a little bit to read, so I'm just going to wait on that one. Okay. Did you want to do any more strange day clearings, Ron, or do you feel that it's better now?
Well, it still feels kind of strange, so we could do something. Okay. What do you think?
Sure. It feels moist in the air, like heavy, like it should rain, but it's not, or something. Maybe that's just where I am, but... Okay. Maybe fall is moving in.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, and I know a lot of people are having all sorts of environmental situations going on in areas. I'm not sure if there's listeners there or not, but all around the world, actually. Yeah, there's all sorts of...
Yeah, I just did some investigations about an hour ago on it, thereabouts. So, yeah, so here's what I came up with. And it's kind of strange, but in California here, we got the fires naturally that happen out of nowhere, and, you know, things happen in other places out of nowhere. So I think what I picked up, and I may not be, you know, correct on this here, but I noticed that the soldiers were battling. So I was probably out there battling too, but I try to, you know, have a life and divorce myself from being in contact and seeing all this stuff. And so I looked, and it took me probably half an hour to finally get information on it because, you know, I have a lot of firewalls up, so I don't see a lot of this stuff. So they were out, probably about a third of the soldiers were out battling on Mars. I thought, that's kind of weird. Why are they on Mars? Well, what it looks like to me, like I said, don't take this as 100%. It looks like they have some type of technology on Mars that they're using to work with the underground tunnel. So what I was seeing was what they have is like a laser, and they shoot somewhere, you know, up in the sky. They have this laser that causes fires and can do other things too. And what they have underground in the tunnels, they'll put some type of I'll use the word receiver, and the laser is a transmitter. Just keeping it very simple. So if they want to destroy a certain area, they just put this device underground, say underneath the city, and then the laser will track that and cause devastation. So that's what I think is happening in California with all those fires happening instantly. You know, on the surface, and you can say, oh, yeah, the wind came up really strong, and, you know, the telephone poles, you know, kind of went back and forth, and then the, you know, sparks flew and caused a fire. Well, you know, that could be good for people on the surface who don't really understand the, you know, what the technologies are. So that could satisfy probably 90% of the population. And then you could figure why they have underground, you know, utilities. But anyway, that's what I think is happening. Is they're hitting these things. Why, I don't know. Maybe somebody doesn't like somebody or something or whatever is going on, but there's something happening there with the process of them wanting to cause, you know, vast amount of devastation. And, you know, maybe the aliens don't like people. So anyway, back to you.
Wow. Okay.
What I will say is that the soldiers are now under the tunnels looking for these little receiving things. There could even be a transmitter, you know, that the laser in the Beyondo locks into. So we're hunting those down. That's what we're doing as I'm speaking. So that's the newest intel hot off the press here. And, you know, when you hear about what happened, I just found out, like, yesterday. I don't watch the news at all, and then somebody mentioned it, and I go, yeah, doesn't sound too good, but that's what they're doing. You know, and also I think they were trying to maybe get rid of some of the locations that have the elevators that go, you know, miles and miles down to these, I guess I just call them like subway stations, you know, these underground tunnels with the railroad stuff in there and the fast-moving trains, we'll call them. And they actually, on a track, I don't think they are anywhere. They just hover and take off, and probably about an hour and you're across the coast here. But anyway, that's what I perceive they're doing. And so anyway, that's about it. So back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Very interesting update. Yeah, because I know it's not just fires, there's earthquakes and all sorts of things, so that would kind of explain that. Okay. Okay, so let me see here. I sat on one email that whole time so I could listen. Let's see. Okay. Oh, yeah, this. It says, the Whopper doesn't allow me to log on your website. What do I have to remove from Billboard for getting a job? What do I have to remove from Billboard for getting a job?
Well, you got to find out why you don't have one. You know, so if you don't have a job, that's what you created, or somebody created it for you. Remember, on the Billboard, there's three entries. You have what your mind is doing to you, which is, you know, what you're transmitting to people. You have what so that's your thinking. You have what other people's thoughts are, that also hooks onto your Billboard. And then you have what the aliens, how they want to control you. So you normally put the same thing in all the boxes, and then from there you put down, you know, that you may, you know, you'd like to have a job, and you move into that energy level. But, you know, it's if you haven't had a job for a long time, you might just ask your friends why they think you're not getting a job, and that may give you a clue so you can clear something on your Billboard. So back to you.
Okay. All right. This one says, when I removed my 98 mind of body death barcodes, after my name, I typed clear from body and spirit. Wondering if I need to repeat this just for my spirit, or will body and spirit work?
So are you... Is the person doing 98 of each of these, or just one of those?
Let me see. After I typed clear from the it says they typed clear for 98 for body and spirit. So they're wondering if they need to repeat it just for the spirit, or will body and spirit work together? It's like, well, it was already done.
Yeah, I wouldn't add them together on one clearing unless you have buttons that you can click on. So if you don't have buttons to click on to do that, then you need to do it separately on a separate monitor screen. Or, you know, put up another screen, another tab, I guess, on the screen that you have now. But you don't want to add things like that by putting an and in there. I want this, and I want that, and I want the other. No, you just do them one at a time.
Okay. Yes, so basically do the spirit separately now. All right, let's see here. Okay. Okay. Let's see. It says, I purchased the below clearing on May of 2017. I'm interested to purchase the poverty clearing for unlimited, victim clearing unlimited, curse of Texas, and self clearing unlimited. How do I get the unlimited version? Have heard about paying an extra $50 to get unlimited. How do I do this? Okay, so I'm going to see if I can explain this real quick, Ron, and then say anything if you need to. So if you have already, you are interested in purchasing the poverty clearing. So let's say you go into the poverty clearing and you type in how old you are. So if you're 40, you put 40, and then you'll see the price at the bottom. It'll be 40 times 5. And then there's another little box below that says purchase unlimited, and that's $50. So when you click on that, it'll add $50 to the total. So you can buy it all at once. Then you'll have then when you run the clearing, because you'll get the codes, you run it in the first section by your age, And then because you have a limited, you can write in special issues, and then you can, you know, re-clear yourself every couple of days if you feel you need to, or you can do by situation if you feel you need to. And you can basically just kind of have those hanging out in a special email box, so whenever you feel you need it to run it, you can run it. Was there anything else you wanted to say about that, Ron?
Nope, that's good. So if you've already bought the whole lifetime one and you did your whole lifetime, and maybe you're listening now and you go, yeah, I think I want to get the unlimited version of what I purchased, you know, say 4 years ago, then just go into that clearing on the PayPal link and just type in what you had. We'll just say it's a fear clearing. So you go into whole lifetime fear clearing, bring that up, and there'll be the regular price to do your whole lifetime. And then you just scroll down, and then you click the button for unlimited, and then that'll charge you $50, and you get the code sent to you for the unlimited version. So you can buy the unlimited, you know, any time, but you need to do the whole lifetime one first. Otherwise, the unlimited will work for one event. So you could be on that for 100 lifetimes trying to clean yourself out. So it's not, I wouldn't recommend doing it that way, because it's not going to help a lot. It might clear one issue that you see happening to you, but, you know, everything starts from your birth on. And you all know how important it was when we did that placenta call, which sets your whole life foundation. And so that's why you want to clear your whole lifetime of the issue, you know, the basic ones, the fear and the mental and emotional and trauma, anxiety, sensory, pain, you know, those are the main ones. There's other ones too, but those are the main ones that most people have. So you want to get the whole lifetime cleared, and then you do the unlimited to stay current, because that the whole lifetime clearing does not go into the future. Which would mean that after you stop the clearing and, you know, 5 minutes after you stop it, now you're working on your future with the clean slate. Okay. And so it won't clean anything out after the clearing is done, because it went from the current moment in time when you started to when it ended. And that's cleared now. And everything else would be then in your future, and the clearing of the whole lifetime is not going to clear your future. Just the unlimited version will. So back to you.
Okay, perfect. So just to clarify, you can buy the regular clearing, just the whole life, and then you can add the unlimited at that same time, or you can add the unlimited later. Like, let's say you want the fear clearing, you know, to clear your whole life, but you're not sure if you want to do it for, you know, into your future, you can buy the unlimited clearing later. Like Ron said, just scroll to the bottom of the page when you're on the buying page, and it'll say $50 for unlimited, and then you're good to go from then on.
And I think most people buy the unlimited with it. When you hear our testimonials on the different radio shows that people talk about doing, you know, a fear clearing, anxiety clearing, you know, they're talking about they've already done the whole lifetime, so to stay current, you know, in their bag of tricks, we'll call it, they have the unlimited versions, and that's what they're clearing probably daily or weekly, you know, to keep themselves cleaned off. So they already got the unlimited. So when you hear people talk about it, that's what they're talking about. They already did the whole lifetime one, and when, you know, something happens that's a negative situation, then all of a sudden they go on their computer maybe the same day and clear it, or at least, you know, before they go to bed, and, you know, get it out of their life so they can become peaceful and not keep going on timelines with that. So back to you.
Yeah, I have to agree. I did find it easier when I bought clearings, especially really important ones like emotional, fear, entity, to just go and just add the $50 and have it all together. That way you're not when you have them all, like, let's say, in an email file folder, you don't have doubles of each one and have to find the codes for the one that's unlimited each time. You just, it's all together. So it is easier to buy it all at once. Okay, this one is asking for a Mind Matrix barcode sample. I'm not sure if that's possible, Ron. Are you able to do that?
Not on the barcode, no, I can't.
Okay. I know that you've mentioned that before in the past, but I have to say I have done that one, and it is amazing. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend doing that one. Okay. Now this one says, did past life cloned body living on cloned Earth? And they say it felt very heavy. They only ran it once for the physical body and the spirit in case aliens add more or if I create them myself. Getting unlimited seems like a good idea. Could feel significant portion of my spirit return to my body. Wow. So that was for the past life cloned body living on cloned Earth clearing. Now, there are four of those that are very similar. I'm trying to remember the names. So there's a past life cloned body on cloned Earth. There's a current life cloned body living on cloned Earth. There's a past life cloned body living on, I believe, other planets. And a current life cloned body living on other planets. There's four of them that are like that. Do you want to explain those a little bit, Ron?
Boy, they're kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Those clearings are very good. I had those up way before we did the timeline crashing. So if you're a newbie, you may wonder why they're on there. But they do have a reason for being there, even if you're doing timeline crashing. Remember, timeline crashing is a Band-Aid to get you off of a current timeline that you don't want to be on, and you want to do many timeline crashings. But you could be living over there. That's what it's for. You know, clone replicas of you, et cetera, you know, on these different energies. So you want to get off of those areas. So a lot of people just get that clearing because it sounds neat, and they go, wow, this thing really is nice. So it's... It doesn't take the place of timeline crashing, but I think it's probably maybe much better. But the timeline crashing is for one specific incident that, you know, you got engaged with. Well, the other one will start clearing you off of all of these things. So back to you.
Yeah, I think I was interested in doing them because I became aware that if I did those, they would affect all those cloned bodies that are having parallel lifetimes and showing up in my dreams. And so that I would have less dreams and less dreams that were, you know, just bizarre. And it did work. So, yeah, I think I covered the names of them. I'm not sure how you look those up. I know they're all alphabetical, but it starts out with current lifetime and then past lifetime. But you may be able to look them up by looking up cloned bodies.
I think cloned bodies would probably get you into it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, listener, for bringing that up. It's one of the four healings like that, but we don't really talk about those that much. They're, but I came across them and I found them of great interest as well. So it's good to discuss those every now and then. Okay. So this next one is about dark side practitioner clearing, which is anybody thinking good or bad thoughts about you, or you thinking good or bad thoughts about somebody else. It's basically just putting mental energy onto another person or onto you. It says, suggested to run four times, is the current life cloned body living cloned Earth and planets, as well as the past life versions, or any other clearings? Do I need to do those four times as well? Oh, I'm not sure if this is the same listener or not, because these are anonymous. So I'm not quite clear on what the exact question is, dark side practitioner clearing.
Yeah, you want to just do that until, you know, I'd probably run that clearing for maybe, if you know something's really heavy and you run it for maybe a week, you know, daily, maybe even hourly, and see what happens. And that's the same way with the curses, hexes, spell clearing.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, remember, the clearing works, all those clearings work in the now. So if you have somebody doing something to you, say, an hour ago, and you do the clearing right now, it should help you out and, you know, very possibly, it can't guarantee it 100%, but maybe take the energy off of you. Now, if they do it in an hour from now in the future, it's not going to help you much at all because it works in the now and it gets rid of the past. So all the clearings get rid of your past in the present moment, now going into your past, I should say. But it would be your past as you're thinking, because as soon as you had your first thought and you think a few more thoughts, then you're actually now, you know, in the past from the first thought. And if you stop thinking, then you're actually, everything's in the past. So it works from the past. And definitely put down, you know, what the situation is. Or you might know the person's name or the church's group or organizations or whoever else is doing it. That's helpful, too. But that only works typically on the curses, hexes, spell one. Dark side practitioner is, you know, when you know, your mother's praying for you daily because she saw you go to a AC/DC concert and you put the little blinking horns on your head, you know, and now she saw the picture of you on your cell phone and she's freaking out and doing her prayers daily, and the whole church now is praying for you. So anyway, so you know who those people are. So back to you.
Yep. I know people are like, oh, we'll pray for you at church. And I'm like, oh, please don't. What do you say? Just keeping it real. Please don't. It's okay.
Yeah. And what I will say, you know, with those devil horn things that light up, you know, you probably have seen them if you saw any, you know, AC/DC concerts. You are bringing that energy right to you when you put that stupid thing on your head, because what are they? The devil horns. I mean, what's going to come into your body, man? Anything that would like to be or play being the devil. And maybe the devil could pop in too, you know. That energy does exist here, that demonic stuff. But this could be an entity who wanted to be at that concert, and they hop into your body, and now you wonder why you're acting a little strange, you know, because they saw those devil horns. So back to you.
Yeah, I actually know people who, they buy them at festivals and wear them on their heads. Okay. This next one says, how much thought before on a timeline? Regarding getting on a timeline, would I have to really be thinking quite a bit about the issue versus just a passing thought of which tool to use to communicate with a colleague?
Well, the answer would be, how deeply stored is that in your DNA? Okay? So remember, everything that happens to you is already inside of you. And so when you start thinking about something, and we'll just say it's about doing something, whatever that would be, how many ancestor thoughts are in you? And once you activate them, then that puts you on, you know, more of those timelines. You could even be on a timeline going back to the 1600s that's stored inside of your body. And now you wonder why, you know, you feel kind of strange. I mean, you felt fine, and then all of a sudden you start feeling strange about something. And you start realizing that, well, that happened in the 1600s. I saw this movie a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, a person, you know, had a wrist problem because something hit the wrist or whatever. Maybe they were doing some type of battles with sticks or something, you know. And all of a sudden, now you got the same hand or wrist having a situation because you saw that particular DVD movie, etc. That just stirred it up inside of you because you brought it to the surface. And your body goes, oh, whoopee, I've had this block energy. And now the person is very conscious because they brought themselves to the movie to watch this happening. This is what your body is probably thinking. And what a blessing this is, because now I can get this block energy out of me. And, yeah, it is very painful, but, wow, they're going to help me out now and do some clearings to release this energy. So you could have it for life if you don't do something about it. Just because you happen to see something on the monitor screen or something like that. So that's how they get activated. So your timelines, how many timelines do you have to do? Do you really have to think hard about a situation? No. Just having it come before your eyes will activate your body. And that's how you know how many timelines you need to clear, how deeply ingrained is this thing to get it out of you. You know? So that's, you know, the way to look at it. And if it's real painful or you can't shake it and it's always recycling on you, then, you know, you're probably one of those people that maybe has to do 10,000 timeline crashing. So back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, this next one is asking for a sample of the alien oxygen code clearings for people dealing with smoke.
Okay, we can try that here. So that's a free clearing on the website, too, so on the left-hand side. So we normally have colors. So let's do a oxygen clearing. Typically, I guess the air would be kind of brown. I saw it very interesting. Notice Orange County, which is Anaheim, where the fires are going. Orange County is called Orange County because it used to be full of orange groves. So, not anymore, though. And now it's full of people. You know, the trees left, you know, and the oranges left. But the smoke that I saw on YouTube was all orange. Kind of interesting. So you could probably watch that, too, if you look at it. It's there's something else going on there, you know. But anyway, typically the smoke is probably going to be maybe a brown or a gray colored. So I'll first do, you know, depends how far away you are, I guess. So let's first do an oxygen clearing for brown, we'll just call it dust, debris, you know, burned particles, but we'll just make it simple as brown dust. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. All right, let's do now the maybe gray. It could be gray energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So you may want to get the environmental clearing, Earth Protect environmental clearing, something like that. That's a free one, too. You know, that could help. I'll put that one on a lot. And also, which might really help, is the alien industrial, I think it's a military complex clearing. Underground, alien underground, I think it's military complex. You may want to do that clearing. It does cost money, but it might help out what's going on here. Back to you.
Okay, is that just for people that are in certain areas where this is where they're affected by this particular thing?
Well, you don't know how deep those underground tunnels go underneath your house or underneath your city. Remember, I know they're about 10 miles apart and could even be closer, okay? Mm-hmm. So you may have a superhighway just underneath your house a mile or two down. Or further, maybe going down, I think they go down to about, I think probably about 50 miles, okay? I can't recall how far down I've been in those things. I could probably say 5 miles, but, maybe 15, but anyway, I have to pull up, information probably from a couple of years ago, but regardless, they're there. And so if things are happening beneath you, they could be affecting your ley line grid lines coming up to the surface, causing you problems. Remember, it's energy too. So, how close does an alien have to be to affect you? That's mainly who's probably using these things. I'll just turn it over to you, Michelle.
I have to share this funny experience. One time I was driving in the middle of, I think it was Death Valley. I'm not sure, but wow, it was in the middle of nowhere. And there was nothing around. It was like there was a huge mountain range that you could see, but it was miles away. And I was like in the middle of it. And all of a sudden, my phone got a signal, and all the, a couple texts popped up, and I just laughed. And I said, how did I possibly get a phone signal after all this time? Like, we had to go over the mountains and this whole deal just to get there. And I said, I heard there was a military complex underneath here. And the person I was with said, oh, no way. And I said, well, then how did my phone just get all these texts, It was pretty interesting. Of course, you can't prove that, but it's interesting. Okay, so I'm just looking at the free healing. So let's see. We have satellite timeline crash, Earth Protect timeline crash. That would be a great one for people experiencing environmental issues. Gray sky timeline, environmental imbalance. If you are anywhere near any type of fires or things like that, then yes, the alien oxygen code is in here, and you can do up to 3 colors at different times and run them for a while. And then the alien holographic reality. Now, I would think that one would work really well in clearing some of that energy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and also, if you're wanting to look a little deeper at this here, put your, as you're watching the footage, if you're doing that, and you're seeing the, the fires, et cetera, and the smoke, so mainly the smoke, do a play, pause, play, pause, play, pause. And when you pause it, look for those alien critters that are being shown up as the debris, the smoke is forming around their physical bodies. So that goes into the paranormal show. But yeah, and then when you see one of these critters, then you could probably do a clearing on that alien critter to get rid of it. You might do the maybe the alien to light clearing on it. And sometimes when you, if you watch a still picture, like Google Images, we'll call it, and you look at something and you start doing clearings, you may see the colors change or the energy change on like a building that you're doing a clearing on. So, or it could even be you as a picture. You may want to do, maybe you want to, maybe take some of the negativity off of your face. Maybe you look at your face and it's frowning or something, or there's something going on there. So you can go on, put your picture of you, which you probably have maybe on an email, or maybe, you know, on a memory stick and put it up on your computer screen, and then go in and do a clearing for whatever you think would be. Maybe you have anxiety, so put your unlimited version of the anxiety, and see if you can get your face to change slightly on the photograph of you, and that will transfer to you. So, looks like it's time for our show to end. So let's.
Yeah.
Have anything to add, Michelle?
No, that's it. Have a great night, everybody.
Okay, so tomorrow, which is Thursday, we have our alien replica call where we get rid of the replica critters that are coming into your realm, taking over you, causing your physical stuff to happen. So that's starting 5:30 Pacific. It's a $20 conference call. And normally it's an hour for sure, maybe an hour and a half. So let's, and I also make you real on that call also. So here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop to put you into peace energy. So as we always say, you must command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You can actually feel the thoughts move down from your head to your heart. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.